You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Document title, Family Plan. Topic, Staying in God's Plan. Family Plan. There is so much coming at you in these days that it is just impossible to read it all. And then, because you are not able to read it all, you are condemned to be an ignoramus. I do remember the days when, indeed, there were only two channels of TV. It came on at 5 p.m. and 6 p.m. with the news, and on Wednesday afternoon and Saturday morning, when the kids were off, there were children's programs on that gray cabinet in the corner of the room. I do remember the days that we didn't have TV, and I need to state I did grow up in the Netherlands. Dad came home and sat down at the dinner table, then got a cup of coffee or tea from Mom and opened the newspaper after dinner. Was it the newspaper commonly read by the blue-collar worker, which was heavily socialistic tinted, or was it the other one? The stores were closed at 6 p.m. and on Sunday. The church bells chimed at 9:30, and the strict Dutch Reformed families walked in a nice line to their little church as we rode our bicycles. Sounds like a whole different world than what we have now. Yes, and it surely was. It sounds like a more precious time. Maybe it was, maybe not. It sounds like a time where there was more time for each other. Maybe it was, maybe not. Indeed, people had time, just like us, 24 hours in a day. They just used it differently. People were indeed more social. They went to the band, orchestra, or choir practice, or maybe to the debate club or coffee house. Families went over. That is at least how we called it. You or another family came over to visit one another to talk about each and everything. As kids, we talked about the records we listened to, or how the pirate radio station was washed up on the shore. Nowadays, we need to call a piece of software social. We call it social media. There is, however, nothing social about it. I saw a satirical picture about a family coming together at Christmas time, and nobody was talking to each other, but they were all being social on their media device. Society has changed a lot, but there is one thing that has not changed, and that is the love of God for His people. Addicted to whatever it might be, social media or not, there is a plan available to you. However, it costs a lot though, but it is paid for already. It is paid for with the blood of Jesus Christ. It is dearly paid for with His life. Today's media that we will focus on is the channel of communication. It is the chat program of our update. No, it is even more. It is the CPU of your device. Jesus said this. John chapter 14, verse 25 to 27, complete Jewish Bible. I have told you these things while I am still with you. But the Counselor, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. That is, He will remind you of everything I have said to you. What I am leaving with you is shalom. I am giving you my shalom. I don't give the way the world gives. Don't let yourselves be upset or frightened. I really, really like it. How the Amplified Bible tells us this verse 26, and those who read or hear our messages frequently know this. John chapter 14, verse 26, Amplified Bible. But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, He will teach you all things and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance, everything I have told you. When there is so much coming at us, not just at 6 p.m. or at 9 p.m., but the news is coming at us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for 365 days, a year, year. We truly don't realize it anymore, do we? We truly are not able anymore to determine what is true and what is fiction. It is not like a library or a bookstore where we walk in and then walk over to the Christian section or the cooking section. Ah, what about travel or science? No. We get things thrown at us 24 hours a day without a label. Checking for the cooking section might end us up with a tutorial on how to cook meth or on how to make bombs. There is, in most situations, no filter on it. Nothing is blocked, and we can go and see anything and everything we want. There is no secret back room behind a curtain with the nasty movies. No, it is all open and out there, just to find and look at. You would say that if something would have been called a family plan, it would also be family-friendly. But no, it is surely not. Our current society and our current media are dangerous. What we, however, forget more and more, and also more and more often, is that media that never changes, and that friend and contact that never changes. I pray to God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that the Ruach HaKodesh will forgive me to call him media. But for today, I do not know how to call him differently. King Solomon, King David, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Elijah, Elisha, Nehemiah, Daniel, Moses, Aaron, and so many more also in the Old Testament knew him. Then Jesus said to the disciples and his followers, "But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance, everything I have told you." Earlier in this chapter, we are able to read in verse 10 to 14 that Jesus declares the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, living in him, and that those who believe in him will be able to speak the words of peace and perform the miracles of blessings and healing. His words are John chapter 14, verse 10 to 14, Complete Jewish Bible. "Don't you believe that I am united with the Father, and the Father united with me? What I am telling you, I am not saying on my own initiative. The Father living in me is doing his own works. Trust me that I am united with the Father, and the Father united with me. But if you can't, then trust because of the works themselves. Yes, indeed, I tell you that whoever trusts in me will also do the works I do. Indeed, he will do greater ones, because I am going to the Father. In fact, whatever you ask for in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me for something in my name, I will do it. However, there is one thing, though, that is important for us to change. It is one of the biggest tools that the devil has been integrating into our society. It is really two things that go hand in hand. One of them is what Minister Reed calls the culture of the microwave society. The other one is closely related to this, and is the minimization of the attention span. Because we are receiving so much information each and every day, a lot of people are no longer able to process more information than what we can chew up in little snippets. 15 seconds of information is the most effective, 30 seconds becomes hard, and a 40-page chapter is like discussing the reason and cause of the American Civil War and the end of slavery. The microwave society needs to receive instant gratification. A new, and you can fill in whatever you want, a new needs to be achieved, purchased, or acquired now. Information we do not want to search or travel for, we need it now. The quality needs to be assured because we are not going to compare the sources. And if possible, any information we need it now with video and sound, because reading words is just taking too long. Satan has his way. Satan is successful because God's family plan for life is still the same and has never changed. Oh, but then God needs to change. Does he now? He needs to provide it faster and more chewable. If God would make it smaller, faster, and yes, more flashy, then wouldn't it also become more confusing? Within the covenant with Abram, we would see the blood. We would see a quick battle with the ravens. But would we see his battle with sleep? Ah, no, because that would then probably be portrayed as a battle with his sexuality. God's work is concise. It is also precise and complete. And because of that, it is also applicable to all phases in our lives. Okay, my dear friends, let us switch over and see what and how Jesus is doing on that strong recycled cypress wood from Greece, provided to the Romans by your local neighborhood timber shop. Right after these messages, Jesus, don't die yet. We are in a commercial break. Or maybe we can stretch this out for another couple of seasons. Okay, my friends, we are back. But what is this? Did Jesus die? And if so, why? Will we know the answer next year in our next season of Days of Our Misery? No, my dear friends, this would be utmost chaos and the biggest mistake the church could make. As the church, we have the task to make disciples, as we have been called out to in the Great Commissioning. But to become disciples, we need to be learned. We need to understand the Word. And then, but only then, we are able to understand the words of that great Bible verse we heard earlier. But the Counselor, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. That is, he will remind you of everything I have said to you. And he will remind you of everything I have said. To remember, we need to hear. We need to learn first. Yes, we know it. We also have been in contact with people that wanted to hear and preach the Word of God, but unfortunately, they didn't want to understand the Word of God. Or maybe they just wanted to skip some of those sections that were too hard for them. No, I've been a Christian all my life. I do not have to study this. I can recite this by heart. Yes, that is cool. That is nice. No, that is wonderful. But what does it mean? What is its context? And when and why was this spoken? First, we need to know, study, believe, trust, and obey the Word of God. Then, secondly, we need to let God's Word, through His Holy Spirit, work in us and through us. This means, however, that we do need to subscribe to that wonderful family plan of God. That wonderful plan of God, subscribing to His media and having His media be living in us and through us. Paul said it in the letter to the Galatians when he was asked if one would be saved by the law of Moses. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in my body, I live by faith, indeed by the faithfulness of God's Son, who loved me and gave himself for me. When we then read this text in context, we see the beauty and the wisdom of Rabbi Shaul's words. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16 to 21, complete Jewish Bible. Even so, we have come to realize that a person is not declared righteous by God on the ground of his legalistic observance of Torah commands, but through the Messiah, Yeshua's trusting faithfulness. Therefore, we too, have put our trust in Messiah Yeshua and become faithful to him, in order that we might be declared righteous on the ground of the Messiah's trusting faithfulness and not on the ground of our legalistic observance of Torah commands. For, on the ground of legalistic observance of Torah commands, no one will be declared righteous. But if, in seeking to be declared righteous by God through our union with the Messiah, we ourselves are indeed found to be sinners, then is the Messiah an aider and abettor of sin? Heaven forbid. Indeed, if I build up again the legalistic bondage which I destroyed, I really do make myself a transgressor. For it was through letting the Torah speak for itself that I died to its traditional legalistic misinterpretation, so that I might live in direct relationship with God. When the Messiah was executed on the stake as a criminal, I was too, so that my proud ego no longer lives. But the Messiah lives in me, and the life I now live in my body, I live by the same trusting faithfulness that the Son of God had, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I do not reject God's gracious gift. For if the way in which one attains righteousness is through legalism, then the Messiah's death was pointless. In this text, and the different translations, we see again a great piece of anti-Semitism and supersessionism sneaking in. When we then subscribe to God's family plan, which is a personal plan for each and every one of us, we can see this difference and have the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, the Ruach HaKodesh in us, give us the interpretation that is needed for each and every one of us on our own personal spiritual level, without digressing from the truth or wisdom. By inserting or removing small words, as in, for example, in verse 16, whereby the removal of one word, the whole context suddenly becomes different. The difference between the phrase observance of the law and legalistic observance of the law is only one word, but it is one word that changes the meaning completely. The translators in past centuries have done tremendous things by making the Bible available to the common man. They have taken the power of interpretation and understanding out of the hands of the clergy and the bishops and placed it into the hands of the common man. We can, however, also see and understand the many different agendas that were involved over the centuries. It is therefore so very important that we, as the 21st century church, step up to the plate to become a Berean. Acts chapter 17, verse 10 to 12, Common English Bible. As soon as it was dark, the brothers and sisters sent Paul and Silas on to Beroea. When they arrived, they went to the Jewish synagogue. The Beroean Jews were more honorable than those in Thessalonica. This was evident in the great eagerness with which they accepted the word and examined the scriptures each day to see whether Paul and Silas's teaching was true. Many came to believe, including a number of reputable Greek women and many Greek men. Throughout the centuries, we have seen believers that were pleased and satisfied with what they heard from the pulpit. Then, on the other hand, we had people that were pleased and satisfied with what they heard from the pulpit, but then searched out the words in scriptures for themselves so that they would know that the truth was spoken. We can see that within our current microwave society, which is based on and focused on instant gratification, we are drifting off again into a setting where the media and not our research dictates the truth. As it was the preacher, the pastor, the priest, the bishop in previous centuries who told the truth, whatever sack of fecal matter he was proclaiming, he was the media. In this same way, we are now accepting our current day media through our AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, Dish Network, DirecTV, Fios, Google, Yahoo, Bing, Xfinity, Time Warner Cable, Charter, Cox, CenturyLink, Pacetti Net, or whatever other net that brings us our information. We are called up and should also be calling up all our brothers and sisters in Christ to be a Berean. We need to start training up our brothers and sisters, our sons and daughters, to expand our attention spans, to learn more and deeper. We need to encourage to find the truth and the place and the time and the context. And then beyond this, learn how it will affect our lives. While we know that we receive a breach of contract fine when we end our relationship with our carrier, we, and with that I mean so many people, not somebody or one in particular, we are so easy to break our contract, our covenant with the Heavenly Father. Yes, I know we will not suddenly be struck by lightning, or our car will not suddenly be without gas because of us leaving the Lord, YHWH, leaving the King of Kings, Yeshua. We will also not have a collection agency knocking at our door suddenly. No, nothing, absolutely nothing, will happen. At least, not in this life. If, however, we would have read, studied, and also, when we would have listened to those teaching these words, we would know. We lose more, way more, than our house, our car, or even our spouse or children. We will leave behind an eternal life with the Father in heaven. This is why it is so important to hear, read, and study the Word of God, so that we will not forsake our salvation, so that we will not forsake and nullify the sacrifice that Jesus Christ has made to enter us into His covenant, His contract, so that we can say it with Rabbi, Disciple, and Apostle Paul. For it was through letting the Torah speak for itself that I died to its traditional legalistic misinterpretation, so that I might live in direct relationship with God. When the Messiah was executed on the stake as a criminal, I was too, so that my proud ego no longer lives, but the Messiah lives in me, and the life I now live in my body, I live by the same trusting faithfulness that the Son of God had, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, Complete Jewish Bible. I am convinced, my dear friends, that we are fighting a battle. It seems that our study on spiritual warfare, healing, and deliverance is finding stumbling block after stumbling block, Wednesday after Wednesday after Wednesday. It is each time that we have something else popping up, preventing us from coming together in worship and in study of the Word. The Word of God, so that this Word will find entrance in our hearts and minds for Him, the Holy Spirit, to retrieve. John chapter 14, verse 25 to 27. Complete Jewish Bible. But the Counselor, the Ruach HaKodesh, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. That is, He will remind you of everything I have said to you. For it is when it is up to us that we will quickly forget, especially those words that are spoken to us that are rebuking, those words that are telling us that we need to change, those words that are of a correcting nature. It is then that we are suddenly so knowledgeable to come up with countering texts and wisdoms. However, when we would be studying these words like a Berean, we would understand that it is then that we truly do not understand the truth and the place and the time and the context of these words. God's word will never contradict itself. It is, however, its interpreters that for generations have caused conflict and contradiction. It is now for us, for you and for me, to subscribe to this wonderful family plan of God. That individual plan where we become part of the family of God. That plan where we study as a Berean and learn and understand the truth and the place and the time and the context of these words so that we will grow in love, in wisdom, and in our relationship with the Father, our God Almighty. This is then that we understand that all that is bombarding us from the world is nothing more than the truth and lies and deception all woven together to distract us, to be moved away from God's family plan. It is designed in such a way as to have us switch carriers without knowing that while switching our life carrier, we also switch eternal destination. Oh yes, Satan is shrewd. He is clever. He knows you. He knows me. He knows mankind. Don't forget, he has been there with God from the beginning of times. Alone and on our own, we are nothing. We have already lost. He wants us to believe that we are strong on our own and that we can do it all. No problem, man. You can do it. Instead of the realization that we are not able to do it alone, the realization that we need a helping hand, that we need guidance, because it is all so difficult and so very much deceiving in many ways, and because we are so limited in what we can do. Because of all of this, the Bible tells us to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 13, Common English Bible. Put on God's armor so that you can make a stand against the tricks of the devil. We aren't fighting against human enemies, but against rulers, authorities, forces of cosmic darkness, and spiritual powers of evil in the heavens. Therefore, pick up the full armor of God so that you can stand your ground on the evil day, and after you have done everything possible, to still stand. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, King James Version. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, Complete Jewish Bible. For we are not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers governing this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, Amplified Bible. For we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotisms, against the powers, against the master spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. As you all know, I'm not a proponent of paraphrase translations, but in urging you to accept and be part of the family plan of God, I will ask First Lady Wilma to read for us with emphasis and encouragement. My dear friends, the family plan of God is not a subscription you tack on to an already crowded life. It is the covenant that defines your life. In a world of instant notifications and shrinking attention spans, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, remains the only faithful channel that never distorts, never clickbaits, and never manipulates. He takes the words of Yeshua and writes them not on screens, but on hearts. If we will sit with the scriptures as Bereans, patient, hungry, teachable, he will enlarge our attention, strengthen our discernment, and anchor our souls amid the gale of information. This is why formation beats information. Information can be consumed in seconds. Formation takes a lifetime. And yet, it is formation that keeps us when the winds of culture shift. The devil gladly grants us 1,000 sermons so long as none of them become discipleship. But the moment we submit to the Spirit's schooling, words studied in context, truth obeyed in practice, prayer sustained in perseverance, the armor of God stops being a metaphor and becomes our lived dress code. Then we can stand, and having done all, we still stand. So, subscribe, or rather, resubscribe, to God's family plan. Open the Word daily, invite the Spirit hourly, and gather with the saints weekly. Train your soul to linger beyond the 15-second snippet. Let patience have her perfect work. And when the world's carriers tempt you to switch plans with promises of ease and novelty, remember what was paid for yours, not a monthly fee, but the precious blood of Messiah. Guard that covenant. Guard your gates. Guard your love. Finally, take courage. You are not alone in this battle. The same Spirit who empowered apostles, prophets, and kings empowers you. He reminds, he teaches, he strengthens, he stands by. Lift the shield of faith. Fasten the belt of truth. Lace the sandals of peace. And as a family, God's family, let us march forward together. Eyes open, hearts aflame, until the world sees not our screens, but our Savior shining through us. And in closing, we read from the letter to the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 18. The Message. A fight to the finish. And that about wraps it up. God is strong, and He wants you strong. So take everything the Master has set out for you, well-made weapons of the best materials, and put them to use so you will be able to stand up to everything the devil throws your way. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is for keeps, a life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. Be prepared. You're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over, but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.